Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about freezer to crockpot meals. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Rachel Olivier, dietetic intern at Mississippi State University. Rachel, thank you for joining us today as we talk about preparing nutritious freezer to crockpot meals for busy professionals and students and married folks and single folks and all that good stuff.
I appreciate you having me. It's great to be here.
So Mississippi is a state that is often ranked high in the national list for obesity, and busy professionals, parents, and college students often struggle to find time to cook. Is there a way that we can combat this problem?
Amy, that's a great question, and there definitely is a solution. While I think that it is important to educate the community on nutrition and healthy eating, I don't think that a lack of information is the main issue here. I think that unhealthy choices are often made due to a simple mismatch between how much time people have and the ways that they know how to cook.
Tell us a little more about that.
So after a long day at school or at the office, most people don't have the energy to grocery shop for fresh foods and go home and prepare a nutritious meal every night, especially if they have to take into account their children, homework, and household chores. This is why so many people make it a habit to swing by the drive-thru or order pizza on their way home. And while this might not seem too harmful, when done in excess, calories and costs can really add up. But there are absolutely ways to get around falling into this bad habit. Today, I'm going to talk about how to make healthy, inexpensive, and delicious freezer-to-crockpot meals that can be prepped ahead of time.
Now that sounds like a great idea. So what is the process exactly?
So this can be seen as a five-step process. Step one being the planning, step two shopping, step three prepping, step four freezing, and step five thawing and cooking. The concept is that one or two days or nights are set aside each week to plan, shop for, and prep five dinners to cover the whole work or school week. So, for example, I would decide on the meals I want to make, create a grocery list, and shop for my ingredients on a Saturday. Then, on Sunday, I would rinse, chop, and portion the ingredients for each recipe, throw all the ingredients for each meal into a large labeled Ziploc bag, and pop into the freezer, or fridge if I were going to consume it the next day. Then, each morning, I would simply need to take my thawed meal out of the fridge and throw everything into the crock pot, and voila! Upon returning home from work or school each night, I would have a ready-to-eat meal.
That is a really neat concept, but isn't it a lot of work to prepare five meals at one time?
It's actually a lot easier than it sounds. Chopping and prepping ingredients for multiple recipes doesn't take much longer than it would for just one. And this way, cleanup is a one-and-done process. I also find that choosing recipes with overlapping ingredients can cut down on time. For the most part, I'm able to prepare all five meals in under an hour. Besides, the benefits of only having to cook one night a week far outweigh any costs.
That does make sense. Now, is there a basic formula for healthy freezer to crockpot meals?
For the most part, meals should have a lean protein, at least one veggie, a complex carbohydrate, and a healthy fat. And when cooking meals that will be put into the crockpot, a liquid is also needed. Also, it's a great idea to experiment with different herbs and spices, since these can add a lot of flavor without added sodium.
Okay, so it does sound like it shouldn't be too difficult for people to modify recipes or even create their own. But what if people don't have a crock pot?
That's not a problem at all. All the meals can be transferred from the freezer to the oven or stove just as easily. The main benefit of the crock pot is that it safely allows the food to cook throughout the day, even if no one is home. Slow cooking also results in more tenderized meat and richer flavors. However, if you don't have a crock pot, the meals will still turn out to be delicious.
That's great. This is such a great idea that almost anyone can put this to use. Now, do you have any last tips for saving money?
Definitely. Choosing fresh fruits and vegetables when they are in season and buying frozen produce can save a lot of money. Also, buying whole chickens rather than packages of breasts and removing the skin after roasting can be significantly cheaper. Keep an eye out for sales on lean cuts of beef, pork, and fish as well. And also be flexible with your recipe selections so that you can plan around the sales. Couponing is another fantastic habit to get in. Also, sticking to the grocery list helps to control impulse buys, which can be both costly and unhealthy.
Well, great. Now, how can our listeners get more information about making these meals?
Listeners can call their local extension office to schedule a demonstration, or they can access the processes and several recipes on the extension website.
Today we've been speaking with Rachel Olivier, dietetic intern. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.